This program was produced by Now You Know Media. These talks are actual recordings of Thomas Merton and are part of the archives of the Thomas Merton Center at Bellarmine University in Louisville, Kentucky. Through our partnership with the Merton Legacy Trust and the Thomas Merton Center, Now You Know Media has carefully assembled and remastered Merton's powerful collection of actual talks. Now, you can enjoy the timeless wisdom of Thomas Merton while commuting, exercising, or at home. We invite you to visit nowyouknowmedia.com to explore our entire collection of recordings by Thomas Merton, in addition to our library of exclusive audio and video courses and retreats. Thomas Merton was a Trappist monk and the beloved author of such best-selling works as The Seven Story Mountain and New Seeds of Contemplation. One of the 20th century's great mystics, Merton was also a masterful teacher who delivered powerful lectures to the novice monks at the Abbey of Gethsemane. In these conferences, Merton's thinking moved from cloistered monastic life to issues of social justice and interreligious understanding. A spiritual sage and guide for countless men and women, Merton struggled with complex questions about God's existence, moral values, and the role of organized religion. Those who knew him also experienced his gifts as a homilist and teacher. These special remastered recordings are part of his spoken word legacy. They are actual recordings of Thomas Merton and are part of the archives of the Thomas Merton Center at Bellarmine University in Louisville, Kentucky. Father Anthony Sciorra, Assistant Vice President for Mission and Catholic Identity at Sacred Heart University, introduces this series. A gifted scholar and professor, Father Sciorra was Dean of the Graduate School of Religion and Religious Education at Fordham University. He was awarded the pontifical honor Pro Ecclesia et Pontificae by Pope John Paul II.
Introduction by Father Anthony Sciorra, Ph.D.
They tell us that Beethoven reached his moment of genius, as it were, in his Ninth Symphony. That in that piece of music, Beethoven conveyed the deepest message within his heart, the things that he really wanted to say, captured in that magnificent piece of music. I would draw the analogy of the Sistine Chapel, of the hand of the human person reaching up to touch the hand of God. And it's in that moment that's depicted in that magnificent fresco of the human person touching the divine or getting a glimpse of the divine. I would suggest that if we were looking for the Ninth Symphony in the works of Thomas Merton, that place where he really gives us the deepest message within his heart, the things that he wants to tell us more than anything else, I would suggest that the key theme in Thomas Merton is the theme of contemplation. If you examine the works of Merton, there's really no theme that he speaks about in greater length or that he speaks about more eloquently than the theme of contemplation. So it is really, I think, the core of Merton's spiritual journey is how he evolved in his thinking on contemplation. And you will find, for example, if you were to take the notion of prayer and contemplation in Merton's Seven Story Mountain, and if you move it into the Merton of the Asian Journal, written in the 1960s, that you see a very different notion of prayer, a very different notion of what it means to be contemplative. Now, in this piece that we're going to be listening to on Thomas Merton, on the theme of contemplation, what I think is extremely exciting for us is that we're going to get a glimpse in this series into Merton's mind. We're going to get a glimpse into how he is wrestling with this theme of contemplation. By way of background, it was in the summer of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?